Thanks to my good friend Art Ashley. Art and Mary, wonderful friends. They also happen to travel with us on the WJR Travel Club. We've got another trip coming up in October. I don't know if that's online anywhere at WJR Travel Club or not, or if you go to Cruise and Tour, there was, and this was a while ago, there was one cabin left. I don't even know if there still is. But anyway, we're looking forward to seeing Art and Mary. But Art Ashley sends me the note. And I don't know if you you said something about this, Mike Parsons, but Green Lantern, he says, started in Madison Heights, the corner of 12 Mile and John R. Is that what you said earlier?
I think I said Warren, but it is Madison Heights. I was thinking of that intersection, and I had my geography a little mixed up. It's kind of right there on the border.
All right. So thank you, Art Ashley, for the correction there. Green Lantern started in Madison Heights, corner of 12 Mile and John R., and they got the number one pizza from Channel 4. Okay. And I love pizza. I love Todd Flood. He's the managing partner of Flood Law, PLLC, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on WJR. And every time he comes on, we learn something, we get some great information, and we never get a bill. Todd, I appreciate that.
I appreciate you, Paul W., more than you know.
Everything going well?
All is going great. All is going great. Just, you know, No shortage of work. Sometimes a shortage of money, but no shortage of work, that's for sure.
Well, I hope you have plenty of work, and I hope you have plenty of people who can pay for your excellent work.
Absolutely.
My late brother Mark, God bless him, was a fabulous attorney. And, man, sometimes he just forgot to bill people. And I said, Mark, you really aren't going to be able to make a living if you don't, you know, charge people for your expertise. So be that as it may. There's a lot of concern over what President Trump is doing, taking federal control of the D.C. police. A lot of us think it's a good thing because, let's face it, they've had their problems. But then I see a story, this might have been in the Detroit News, that there's concern about the possibility that the commander-in-chief could send National Guard soldiers to other major American cities, and they say such as Detroit, which has a violent crime rate that's nearly double the U.S. capitals. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, that's, I think, a stretch too far, a bridge too far to overcome. You got to remember, this D.C. Is under the Home Rule Act. In essence, they are 90% federalized anyway. So there isn't the structure that he has to go through and the legal battles and hurdles he has to go through in D.C. that he would for another city. And quite candidly, you know, I'm with you. If I can save one life, by enacting, more police power and better presence, then why aren't we doing it? You know, we used to have back in the day when Mayor Duggan was the Wayne County prosecutor. He worked out a project with the federal government called Project Joshua. And if you were caught with a gun in the city of Detroit and you had a prior felony, you would get what was called the felony firearm charge. That was an automatic consecutive prison term of 2 years to anything underlying your crime, underlying crime. So what would happen is he would say, hey, listen, you take a plea deal to go to prison for 2 years. If there was an underlying crime of, let's say, nothing more than a assault and battery or trespassing, fine. Okay, you're still taking the two-year felony firearm. If you don't take it, we've worked out a project with the federal government that instead of taking the two-year deal, you're going to get 5 years in prison because they have a higher and tougher statute. And the feds worked with us in Wayne County, and it was a great marriage. You know what, President Trump, all he's doing in D.C. to me is attempting to save lives and bring down crime. If that's a bad thing, if that's a wrong thing, I don't necessarily know if I want to be right. And it would be difficult, almost impossible, for him to take this to other cities because the D.C. is not controlled, you know, by a state. It's 90% federal government anyway.
Right. They want to be a state, which would be that would make it a pretty bad state, unfortunately. And I don't know if that's – I don't think that's the answer at this point. I do see here, too, and it reminds me of when I lived in New York City, but President Trump wants to move homeless people far from Washington as a part of the federal takeover. This, according to a Democrat-released paper. The exact plans for relocating homeless individuals are unclear, causing concern among advocates who believe there are better ways to address homelessness. But, you know, there's been a problem with addressing homelessness for as long as I can remember. And I go back to the late, great Mayor Ed Koch, who I got along with great in New York. He could have beaten me up, could have beat the hell out of me, but he treated me so nicely from the first day that I met him that I appreciate it. But, you know, he was trying to get homeless people off the street, and the ACLU fought him. They said to him that if somebody chooses to be homeless, you should leave them alone and let them be homeless. That sums up the entire misunderstanding of how many people who, quote unquote, choose to be homeless are mentally ill. Why have we had so much trouble? Now, the Democrats want to blame the guns, the knives, the cars, I guess. They're going to take our knives out of our kitchens. They're going to take our cars off the roads. They never get around to the real problem, which are the mentally ill people with those weapons. And in this case, choosing. Who chooses to live outside without a roof, and including in the wintertime? But Marriott Koch had to fight this back in the 80s. I don't remember exactly when it was. I was there full-time, 85 to 90, but I was there a lot before and a lot after, so it all runs together for me. But do you understand what I'm talking about, Todd Flood?
Yeah. You'll get me on my soapbox here. So it is a serious issue with mental illness, and where we have failed is taking care of and working through that mental illness program that we've basically eliminated in the state. Again, we only have one major forensic clinic in our state, out in Saline over by Ann Arbor. It is a serious problem. And resources, just like infrastructure, resources need to be put in place with that. I suggest to all your listeners and everybody, they should look at Eastlake. Eastlake used to have the highest crime rate, the highest homeless rate, the biggest uneducated population. They've turned it around to have high school graduates, college graduates, one of the best places now where it has been turned around. And it was all done based on simple principles of making sure that there wasn't a gap and there was proper resources put in place for homelessness and education. And that was the big key to bringing down crime rate. Now they have the lowest murder rate. Now they had one of the highest rates of criminal sexual conduct, misconduct. Now it's one of the lowest in the country. And you know what's there? You know what was there? The infrastructure of the PGA, I believe it or not, and we have it here in Detroit, and it was brought down there. You'll find that the next big tournament, right, the FedEx Cup will be there. If you just Googled what that metamorphosis happened down there, they took care of exactly what you put your finger on, the pulse of making sure we put the resources properly into taking care of those that need it with mental health.
And that's why we rely on Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law, PLLC, and host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood, right here on WJR. Have a great rest of the day, Todd. Thanks for your help.
Thank you, my friend. Be well.
We continue in Focus at 1:30 on WJR.